An accomplished embroiderer with no formal education, Jamila struggled for years to augment her husband's income by doing stitching and beadwork in a poor Karachi district. Thanks to USAID-funded business training, she now manages a team of embroiderers, spearheading a thriving enterprise.
My life has been transformed. I am proof that a woman can earn and do something productive for herself and for her children.
Jamila says the instruction she received from USAID is invaluable.
The training showed us how to run a successful business. We were taught marketing and improved our skills. We learned to take orders and the importance of on-time deliveries for growing the business.
Helping female entrepreneurs like Jamila is a cornerstone of USAID's global anti-poverty efforts, agency administrator Rajiv Shah.
If you can effectively engage women in development solutions, you get better results, more sustainability, more kids in school, reduced child malnutrition.
The strategy has the backing of some American lawmakers who decide USAID funding levels. Democratic Senator Ben Cardin.
That empowering women is one of the most critical tools in our toolbox to fight poverty and injustice.
At a time of runaway U.S. debt, many lawmakers want assurances that foreign aid money is wisely spent and generates real results. Senator Richard Lugar.
Our national debt has grown to more than $15 trillion. This scenario brings great pressure on our government's financial obligations and places our entire economy at some risk. In this context, the dollars available for global developments will necessarily be limited.
In Pakistan, training provided by USAID helps build a lifetime of higher incomes for women like Jamila.
I am now earning up to 2,000 rupees a month. That's up from 450 rupees. And 40 other women are working with me. I hope even more will come forward after seeing how my life has changed.
Michael Bowman, VOA News.